Thursday, Lech Lecha, Shir 70, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We're describing the way the Rabbeinu Shalom relates to the Rasha, and the Pasuk says, Im lo yoshuv, if the Rasha doesn't do tshuva, doesn't back off from what he's doing wrong, Charba Yiltash, the Rabbeinu Shalom will sharpen his sword. He will sharpen his sword for the Rasha to be used on the Rasha. We actually had the word Yiltash in the Navi Shurim when we were discussing the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't have any weapons. They weren't able to sharpen any weapons. So we had the same term Yiltash. We're going to have it again in Parshas Bereishis, further in Parshas Bereishis. And when we, in the Chumash Shurim, we'll have the concept of Loitish, to sharpen. But anyway, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to sharpen his sword, which is a mashal that the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rechmon Slan, has many dinim that he can use on people. And he gives a person an opportunity to do tshuva. But im lo yashuv, if the person doesn't do tshuva, charba yiltosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom will sharpen his sword. Kashtoi dorach vayichayneneha. He will set up his bow. He will put his arrow into his bow. That's called kashtoi dorach. When they used to shoot a bow, it was a very difficult thing to do. To pull a bow, it was very powerful. So they would have to step on it sometimes to pull it back. That when you would set up a bow with the arrow inside, it was called darach, lashon of like stepping. The Rebbeinu Shalom will sharpen his sword and set up his bow, his arrow, and those are two ways that the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rachman Slan, can bring an einish on a person, either through a sword, which is a direct, you could tell it's directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. For example, machla Rachman Slan, a nega, something like that, something that you see directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Or it could be something it's not clear that it's coming directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Something in business, something that seems to be with outside forces. That would be like a bow, which you don't necessarily see the person that's shooting the bow, but the penetration, the damage is the same. So the Pasuk saying, if the Rasha, Rachman Slan, doesn't do tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shalom is sharpening his sword and setting up his bow to, Rachman Slan, kill the Rasha. And that was David HaMelech's point, that he was davening, he was talking to Rebbeinu Shalom, but he was stating for himself that even though it seems the Rasha is very matzliach, and sometimes people get down, you see the Rasha is having such hatzlacha, when's the Rebbeinu Shalom going to catch up with him? David HaMelech is saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom waits, he's sharpening his sword, and if the Rasha doesn't do tshuva the way he's supposed to do, Rachman Slan, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will chas v'shalom have to use the sharpened sword and the bow that is set up for the Rasha.